Day Terry Munch, Testschwab, Tauschen 1, ein Rabbiute Marmestin.
I thought the single line which most appropriate to describe the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf tells you the following: when the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's what Kriyas Yamsuf tells you. The going gets tough, the tough get going. What do we gain from Kriyas Yamsuf? Why do we say it before we begin Shemini Esrei? We speak about Kriyas Yamsuf. Let's look at something broader than this to bring us to understanding Kriyas Yamsuf, the tachas of Kriyas Yamsuf, and what we can learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim as it. On a daily basis in our Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I heard a phenomenal idea in the name of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a very big chiddush. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked the kasha, why is Moshe Rabbeinu called Moshe? Torah says, it's Kimina Ma'am Shisil. Why do we give a name which is not from a father, not from a mother, somebody else, Kimina Ma'am Shisil? So Chaim says a phenomenal chiddush. He says, whatever is done to you makes you. That you are made by everything that is done to you. So because Basya Bas Paroi was moisa nefesh to save this child, because she had rachmonos on this baby, Moshe Rabbeinu's character was formed by that. So now Moshe Rabbeinu is vayav, sivloisom, nosnein, abilibnis, meitzalem. He cares for Klal Yisrael, he'll do anything for Klal Yisrael, he worries about Klal Yisrael the whole time. It's because of what was done to him when he was a tiny baby. Kimin amayim shisiu. Therefore, that's his character. Everybody knows about the fridge magnet. Yeah, the fridge magnet. What's the fridge magnet say? Hurt people, hurt people. That's the fridge magnet. Hurt people, hurt people. What do you mean, hurt people, hurt people? Because you are made by whatever is done to you. If you're treated in a cruel fashion, you become cruel. If you're treated in a kind fashion, you become kind. If you're treated softly, you become soft. If you're treated in a harsh way, you become harsh. So it's no wonder that after Yetzias Mitzrayim is well over, and we come to Har Sinai and we get the Torah, and 40 days later, a terrible catastrophe takes place. Klal Yisrael drop from the highest level to the lowest level. Chet HaEgel. The Rebbein Shem says, you know what's wrong with these people? They're stubborn. I'm Ksherif. Where did we get this from? I'm Ksherif. We're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We've inherited the Midas of our ancestors. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov was Shleimim. Their midas were perfect. How could it possibly be true that we are a she'orif, we're a stiff-necked people? How could we be so stubborn? How can we be a stubborn nation? We've been in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The Mitzrayim were unbelievably stubborn. They were shown time and time again, you've got to let the Bnei Yisrael go free. You can't hold on to them. The Rebbein Shem will destroy your country. Don't you dare refuse the Rebbein Shem. He's the master of the world. He turns your river into blood. He can do anything and everything. Just give in already. Paro won't give in. Shoyrif. So if we've been treated by these people who are so stubborn, we pick up some of that character trait as well. We are an Am K'sha'irif, we always are an Am K'sha'irif. Although, of course, there's a positive side to it as well. We would never have coped with all the things we've been through if we weren't so stubborn, if we weren't so stiff-necked. But we're affected by what is done to us. But I want to look today at Hashem and Shmuel, where there's another approach for why Am Yisrael are affected by Mitzrayim, by being in Mitzrayim. Very, very interesting chiddush. He's bothered by a very obvious question. The Torah keeps on repeating the same point. V'yodu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem, l'man teidu, so you should know k'ein k'mani b'chal oretz. Why do we need the Umay Sa'olam to recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom? Why does Paro have to agree to let the Bnei Yisrael go free? If he doesn't let us go free, so what? The Rabbeinu Shalom could just take us out of Mitzrayim. We don't need the Haskoma of Paro. Maka after Maka, so Paro should finally say, okay, you can go. What do you mean you can go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take us out anyway. So the Shem Shmuel says a very, very important yisoid over here. He says, Klal Yisrael aka'ubba b'mei imoy. We're not just affected by the Mitzrim simply because we're there, we're in that place. It's not just Hashbos HaSviva, it's something much deeper. We are drinking their water, we're eating their food, we're breathing their air, and we are like the Mitzrim. So while the Mitzrim deny the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's a denial of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in Klal Yisrael too. And that's why it's essential to get Paro to be maskim, to let the Bnei Yisrael go free. That he has to come to the admission of Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vami Yerushalayim. He has to come to admit it, because otherwise Klal Yisrael won't have it. So in Klal Yisrael, at the Yamsuf, the Makatrigim say, Halolu v'halolu, Halolu Oiv David Azor. Why Klal Yisrael Oiv David Azor? We've just been in Mitzrayim and we did wonderful things. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila. It's incredible actually that we had Dam Mila. I asked the question yesterday. I didn't yet have any very satisfactory or convincing answer. Mila's only kosher v'yom, not b'layla. But on Leil Seder, when we came out in the shrine, the Mila was done by Laila. Laila Kayoin, yes. That was one of the answers which I had, which didn't satisfy me so much. But the other kasha, which is the obvious kasha, they're about to go out on the journey. You can't do Mila just before a journey. That's why in the Midbar they didn't do Mila, except for Shevet Levi. Every moment you might be, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Mila on his son because of the journey. So why does the Rebbeinu Shem make them have to do Mila on that night? Let them make them do Mila a few days before. After all, the Mishra Chulam Tzoyin of Shachtu HaPosach is before. He could, at the same time, when you separate the animal to do Mitzvah Pesach, you could also do Mila at that time. Why does it have to be Mamash that night, the last night, just before? Yeah, that could have been 3 days before. So do Mila for a week before. But why? I'm the Hagul for Kasha. Why not? Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam say do Mila earlier? Why does it have to be Dafka that night? That night there's the loads of blood around. Dump. Why Erev Pesach? Yeah. It says in the Rashi brings Chazal, it was that night. It was the night when they ate the Korban Pesach, they had just done Mila. It was done Mila that Pesach that night. It's Leil Shimurim, it's like the day, and they ask that kasha about Halal. So because Halal, so you can only say in the daytime, not at night time. How could you say Halal? We say Halal, Leil Seder, it's Kiyoim. Actually, Shabbos is also. That's why we never say, on Shabbos, you don't say good night. You say good Shabbos, there isn't a night. It isn't nice. Shabbos is only a Yom Shabbos. It's all Yom. It's all the day. You don't say good night. It's not a good night. Today, Shabbos is the day. The day starts at night, but it's all a day. So this is the Shem Shmuel's Mahal. He says that we absorbed, because we absorbed everything from the Mitzvah. He says that's why Dos Navirim had such chutzpah. Dos Navim has such chutzpah. How could Dos Navim stand up against Moshe Aaron? Moshe Aaron, actually, Netziv says this. Netziv says, when Moshe Aaron came out from Paroi, Vashgocha Protis, Vashgocha Elyoina, Netziv says this in Hamikdova, there's a special Vashgocha Elyoina that Moshe Aaron should immediately bump into Dos Navim. And he says it was very strange, because usually Moshe wasn't even there. No. Moshe was usually normally absent from Mitzrayim. The punkt then, he was there in Mitzrayim. And just then, as they come out, who do they encounter? Dos Naviram. Why? So the Tziv says it was a special nisoyan given to Moshe Rabbeinu to see, will he be soivel Dos Naviram and be soivel the taina that they had without having hirurim, without having thoughts to be mistrayim on Gleis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without having tainas on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing this to Klal Yisrael? And the Tziv says this. That's why Dos Naviram came there. Then the Shemesh Shmuel explains, Dos Naviram had such unbelievable chutzpah, even after they've seen Nisim Nisim, the lions made were best friends with the Moshe Aaron, the big lions who ate everybody else up when they came to the palace. These lions, they were like a, it says it was like a man with a dog. His dog loves him, and his dog kisses him and hugs him when he welcomes him back. The dog's very friendly with his owner, not with anyone else, but his owner is very friendly. He says, that's how it was with Moshe Aaron. They came into the house, the palace, and these huge lions who devoured everyone else. With Moshe Aaron, they greeted them in a wonderful, wonderful way. Hashem Shua brings this medrash. So after seeing all that, Dos Navirim had got such chutzpah. Where does this chutzpah come from? The answer is, the Azus of Paroi. The Azus of Paroi and the Azus of the Mitzrim, Paroi Be'ikka, was Mashpia. So it's Ka'ubah Me'imoy. With this, we can of course understand why Be'ikvas the Mashiach Chutzpah Yaske. Why? Be'ikvas the Mashiach. Mashiach's about to come. Anytime. We've heard this for a long time. But we still believe it. He's about to come. Be'ikvas the Mashiach. Chofetz Chaim already said, First World War is the beginning of Chevron Mashiach. When Be'ikvas the Mashiach, why should there be more Chutzpah? The Teretz is really chutzpah, is a complete steerer to Yiddishkeit. Why is it a complete steerer? Because Yidden naturally possess three wonderful middos. It's a hallmark of Klal Yisrael. We're Rachmonim, we're Baishonim, and we're going to Chasodim. You can't be a Baishon and a Chutzav. It's a complete contradiction. So if our nature, because we're Jewish, our nature is we're Baishonim, we're shy. We're not arrogant. We haven't got this Azaz Ponim at all. Where's it come from? The answer is it's only because, like in Mitzrayim, we're eating their food, we're drinking their drinks, we're breathing their air, we're mushba from the Moisoilom, from their chutzpah, their Azaz. The Azaz of Esav, the Azaz of Edom. What is the Azus really? Azus is total unwillingness to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. The Prikas Oil. And that's the devastating effect of Golus. And particularly in our time, when there's an assault against Emunah and Kedusha. Both things. Those are the biggest Nekudas in Klal Yisrael, Emunah and Kedusha. You see, those are the two things. And in our doyer, maybe more than any previous doyer, those two things are particularly under attack. Emuna, this round the world, so much atheism, and the attack on Kedusha. That's because we're in this golos. So we look at the Shira Sayam, and we see, well, how can this help us in our getting out of Mitzrayim? We got out of Mitzrayim originally, away from this very, very negative Hashpah, through two types of wonderful Mesiras Nefesh, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. So Dam Pesach and Dam Milah correspond to Emunah and Kedusha. Because Dam Pesach is connected to Avodah Zorah, that's Emunah, and Dam Milah is in your Kedusha. So it's those two things. When the Eden came to the Yam Suf, Tosum is Havoisom, they davened, and from the tefillah comes the Yeshua, but not Stam. And Siva Sholem asked the question, very, very obvious question. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, daven bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. What sort of question is it, Ma titzak elai? Of course you daven. You'd know him to Mitzor, of course they daven. What else can you do except daven to Rabbeinu Shleilom? A few years ago I had this Einfall, I realized that the Goyim take everything from us. The Goyim have got a phrase, between the devil and the deep blue sea. Between the devil and the deep blue sea, where does this come from? And it's obvious it comes from Kriyas Yamsuf. Between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got the Yamsuf in front of you and the devil behind you. You've got the Mitzrayim behind you. That's what it means. When you're stuck. Well, when you're stuck, where should you go? Only over to the Rebbeinu Shleim. So what sort of question is it? Ma titzak elai, davening Yisrael v'Yisrael. Ma titzak elai, of course we're davening, we're eating. Tovsum v'savoysum. So he says a phenomenal yisoid. He says there are times when a person davens, and he davens and davens and davens, he doesn't get through. They're mekatrid him. And he keeps on davening and doesn't understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't answering his tefillah. There's something even stronger than tefillah. What's that? Bitochen. Trusting the Rebbeinu Shleilom. Dabel bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael was bitochen. You can see the matitzakai, it's not helping. You're davening and davening, you're not getting anywhere. I heard a story some years ago, I don't know if the story's true or not. The person told it to me says it's true. It's a very disturbing story. He said that there was a Yid who came along some years back to Reb Chaim, Kanievsky Shlita. And he said to him, he's suffering terribly because he has a sister who's been married a long time, and he hasn't got children. He's very, very, very depressed. So Chaim listened to the whole thing. He said, he can't do anything for him. So he said, but maybe go to the Rebbetzin, ask the Rebbetzin. So he went into the other room, the bedroom where the Rebbetzin was, and he told the Rebbetzin the same story, and she said, she can't do anything either. And she says, but have you been to my husband yet? He said, he can't do anything. He says, I've got one eitzah. Go to the shop now and buy a double buggy. Take the double buggy and give it to your sister as a present. He says, I can't do that. My sister's going to go mad with me. She's going to scream at me. She's going to do terrible things to me if I dare do such a thing. Give her a double buggy as a present. He says, no, that's what you should do. He went, bought the double buggy. He went to his sister's flat, gave it to her as a present. She starts to scream at him and shout at him, what are you doing? He said, I'm only doing what I was told. I went to Reb Chaim, he said, I can't do anything. I went to Rebbetzin. A year later, they had twins. This is the beginning of Dabna Yisrael V'Yisrael. The dependence, the reliance on the Rebbeinu Shleim, there can be something in your mouth, but not in your heart. Your mouth doesn't prove what's in your heart. Actions speak louder than words. When the Yidden in Mitzrayim, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah was a phenomenal serious nefesh. That got us out. Where do we go with this? Where does one go from Kriyas Yamsuf? Mikdosh Hashem Koyin Yodecha Hashem Yim Lechal Yom Voed. We go from Kriyas Yamsuf to the Mikdosh. Why? The Mikdosh, we know, is the Hemshech of the Oil of the Ovis. The Oil of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The Oil of Avram had three Nisim. Ned Dolok Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos, Brocha Mitzvah Be'isa, Onan Koshal Oil. Shem Nishma was Masbir that, I don't remember where, but I saw it once there. He's Masbir that the Ovis came to Mesach and Chetei Tzadas. And Chetei Tzadas, B'Yisoidoi, is Avodah Zorah Gilarois Shechus Domim. And the Tikkun for that is in three Midas, in Kinnatai V'Kovet. Therefore, each of the others from Sakhan, one of those three midas of Kinnotai Bekovet. So, Ned Dolok, Me'er Shabbos, Ever Shabbos, the Tikkun of Kinnah. Why? Because in a light, in a flame, there's no tzoras ayin. There's no limitation. There's give and give and give and give and give. Ne'el echad ne'el ameyah. Then there's no kinah b'chlau. It's ne'el echad ne'el ameyah. So ne'el dolog me'er Shabbos, erev Shabbos is bitl kinah. Bracha metzuya be'isa is a bitl of taiva. Because oichel kimah mizbarach b'meyav. You're satisfied with what you've got. And the onon kosha lo oil is an anah covered, is a bitl of covered. So the kinah taiva covered a mesukin in the oil. So the hemshech of that oil is Beis HaMikdash. So in Beis HaMikdash you have the same thing. You have the Oren. Oren Einim Lamid, it doesn't take up any space. So that's a complete bittle of an inyan, you know, of kina. The Nem Arovi is Mena Yamaskil, the Ned Doluk, the same bechina. And Shulchan as well. Shulchan, we know that the bread stayed fresh. It was stayed fresh for a whole week. So it's the complete lack of kilkul. It's the total, the shulchan's complete opposite of taiva. So the ne'em arovi and the ness of the menorah, ness of the oran, and the ness of the shulchan are all connected these three things. At the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the real geula is not just leaving Mitzrayim; it's the geulas hanefesh. It's the changing of our character to mivatel kinatayva covered. So at the hisgalus of Kriyas Yamsev, you saw this amazing gilui. You see the incredible gilui, and the Eden is saying shira and mekan ches hamesin atayra. One what I once said mekan ches hamesin atayra is you see ches hamesin. You saw there ches hamesin in Ruchnius. Why? Because you saw people who moments before there was a kitrig on them of halolu v'halolu, and now everything's transformed. Now they're in a madrega which is so amazing. Isn't that tchias hamesim? It's a transformation. You don't believe in transformation, you don't believe in instant change, you can see it. Now there's halolu v'halolu, and now there's a ras hashiv chalayom. But there has to be a hemshech for it. You have to have kvius. Anytime you get excited, you should know that excitement won't last. Person gets a chizuk. Person has isoiris. Isoiris won't last. It's going to be put into something. What's it put into? Mikdosh Hashem Kohen Yodecha. The real Yeshua is going out to Mitzrayim properly. What's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum is Kinataiva covered. That's the real Tzimtzum. That's the real narrowness. Jealousy is a narrowness. It's a narrowness of not believing that there's an abundance. If a person doesn't believe in abundance, then he has kina. If you believe in abundance, you don't have kina because you say there's enough for me too. Taiva as well. Taiva is, I've got a chaparayin. What's the rush? It'll come. The person without tzimtzum, without the narrowness of thinking there's always shortages and there's not enough to go round, he's mole taiva. And the same thing with covered. He thinks, well, if he gets shlishi, I can't get shlishi. Well, it's true, unless you go to another minion. But what is the covered? I heard about a certain Bis Medrash, will remain nameless, where the Rav insisted on shlishi every week. So then it's a bizoyin to get shlishi. Because if you asked for the covered, it's the biggest bizoyin there could possibly be. Covered is also a symptom, it's that narrowness of thinking that you're dependent on someone else. Well, it's really the atzmus itself. I saw in Mechtem Elio in Chelek Hay a phenomenal idea which relates to this. He talks about a worldwide problem, a problem which we've always had and always suffered from, and he explains it and gives us a new mahalach. I think this is the Mikdash Hashem Kohen Yodecha. This is how the Shira leads us from the Yam Suf to building Beis HaMikdash. To take an agolus. He asks, what is the refuah? What's the cure? What's the cure for worry, for daiga? People have worries. They can't sleep at night. You need sleeping tablets. You have to take chamomile tea. You have to try this, try that. Something. Do something. You can't sleep. Daiga. Or while he's awake, he also can't sleep. He'd like to sleep while he's awake, and at least the day would be less painful. You like to sleep during the day as well. Daiga stops a person living. It makes his life unbearable. What's the refuah for it? So Rav Dessa says the following. Hasibu ha-mitzis l'daiga t'midis. This is the real cause of constant worry is the recognition and the awareness that there are lots of things I want to have which I can't get. The she'ifa for netila, the desire to take and to have, causes worry. Because it's an awareness of truth. The truth is you can't have everything you want to have. There are other people stopping you getting it. There are other causes why it doesn't come your way. The bittul of daiga is when you transform your drive, your she'ifa, your ambition, away from having to being. Is that too deep? No. Away from having to being. If my goal is to be rather than to have, my goal is what I want to become, not what I want to possess, then you don't have daiga. You have drive, you have she'ifa, you're not asleep, you're wide awake, you have a very exciting life, you're driven, you have a passion, but not the usual passion of the world, which is a passion to have, but the deeper passion, the passion to be, to become. I want to become something. Because in that respect, you're not toil on other people at all. You're toil on yourself, and therefore you don't have daiga. The source of the daiga is, I want things, I want to possess things, I want to have things. I want things to be done to me. I want things to change in my life from outside. That creates daiga. But if the demand is on me to become something else, to be different, that's not going to cause worry. So he says people often think, well, if you have worries, we know what to do, because there's a Gemara in Yumar, Ayin Hey, which says, Daig Belev Ish, Yasichen Midat, Yasichen Lacherim. He says, but those things don't work except temporarily. They just temporarily relieve you from some of the pain. Or even if you get some of the things you want to have, it also stops you worrying at the beginning, but then it only increases because Marber Dachos and Marber Daiga. But the only thing which really is the cure is when daiga is changed from the worry, the concern, the drive to have, to the drive to be. He says, this is the pshat in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Chet Meraglim, we know, resulted in great bechias, crying. Bayivkom balailahu, they cried all night. So the Rebbein Shloim says, Atim bechisim bechia shel chinom, chayechem shetivku bechia ledoros. So most people mistranslate this or misunderstand this as like, you know, the kid's crying, so his father says, I'll give you a good patch and then you'll have something to cry about. And I think that's what the Mechet Meraglim is about. He says, no. It doesn't say, you're crying for nothing, so I'll give you something to cry about. It doesn't say that in the Chazal. It says, chayechem shetivku bechia ledoros. Because what's your bechia about? Your bechia is about gashmius. So it's going to take a long, long time to learn the real lesson. The real lesson is, you'll come to a point where you see that all the hishtadlus you're making for physical things doesn't help. It doesn't help. The problems still exist. They still remain. And eventually he says, Eshishit Sarah Chas Roshon Lehimoshech Ad Keitz HaYomim, like Ein Ben David Bor Abdo Yishukol Echayev, that in the end the evil destroys itself. But it's a very long process to come to realization that worrying about Gashmius, because it's a worry about Olam Hazeh, the only limud is the acceptance that I don't have control. At the Yam Suf we learnt that. At the Yam Suf we learnt we've got no control. We can't fight the Mitzrim. We've got nowhere to run. There's nothing we can do. Just accept. Just be completely, completely vulnerable. Completely dependent. So I've got nowhere to go. I've got no one to turn to. I have no ishtadlus to try. all avenues are closed, in that matzav, Rosso Shivcha Layom, Mashle Roy Chesk Vimuzi Biyomov. Because it's such a clear hakora that Einoid Muvadoi, that there's no one else. So from that, Mikdash Hashem Koni Yodecha, from that you build a Beis HaMikdash. From that you build the oil of Avram. From that you rid yourself of Kina. You rid yourself of Taiva. You rid yourself of Bakoshes Kovod. You rid yourself of all the tzimtzum of Mitzrayim. You're completely away from Paro V'cheiloi. You're totally away from Mitzrayim now if you build that into the Mikdash Hashem Kon Yodecha. But if the Kina Taiva Kovod returns to Klal Yisrael, if you go back to Mitzrayim, if you pick up from the Omois HaOilom those negative middos, like we had in Mitzrayim, Kogobu Yerach Imoi, we can't have Beis HaMikdash anymore. So Sinas Chinam destroys the Beis HaMikdash. Because what is Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam is pirud. Sinas Chinam is jealousy. Sinas Chinam is not getting on with other people because you think they're taking away your things. That's the very opposite of the Hizbatlus, which came at the Yamsuf. So before we start a Shemaina Esra, which is really before we enter the Beis HaMikdash, because as we know, in Shulchan Aruch it says you're meant to be Mechavan, when you daven Shemaina Esra, you're standing inside Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the umbilical cord connecting heaven and earth. You're back there with the Rabbeinu Shloilam, with Shemaim, you're mamish into Shemaim. To get there, you have to have the Shira. So before you start saying Shemaina Esra, you talk about the Yedidim. Yedidim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing such Yedidus to Klal Yisrael. How the Yedidim got through the Yamsuf, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind to us and so merciful to us that despite our weaknesses, which he attributed to the fact that we've been in Mitzrayim, he says, Halolu v'alolu, it's true, Halolu v'alolu, it's true, Halolu v'alolu, but im kol zeh, I love them. When you love someone, you're aware of their misdemeanors, you're aware of their iniquities, you're aware of their faults. The Bnei Shem loves us so much, he took us through the way Yedidim. When we come to Shemaina Esra with that mindset, we're Yedidim, we're beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all our negative middos, which we need to work on to rid ourselves of, and that's called the proper sheifa, that's the sheifa about being, not about having, and that's reachable. That's a reachable sheifa, as opposed to the dreams, the unreachable sheifa, the things which are toiled on other people, on other things, the factors outside your control. You want to win the lottery, but it's not in your control to win the lottery. You want to get that person to do this for you, or do that, but you can't get them to change. The only one who can change is yourself. It's that understanding, I can only change myself. I can rid myself of Kinatai Vakov, therefore I can build the Beis HaMikdash, I can have the oil of Avraham Avinu. If we say the Shira with that understanding, then we're making ourselves Shemaina Esra, that itself would be a Gevaltik Zchus. And that's also the beginning of Dav Bnei Yisrael V'Yisro, that at the time you come to Shemaina Esra, don't think about why you don't deserve to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think about all the reasons which are ma'akvim for your tefillah. Just jump in! Just like when we left Mitzrayim, we were jumping in. We did Mila without it making sense to do Mila. How can you do Mila when you're about to go out the derech? We're doing Korban Pesach. But we jumped in. The pu'ula of jumping in, the pu'ula of having such trust and such reliance and such peace of mind that you do things which you're not holding by. You do things which are way above your madrega. Davni Yisrov Yisrov, we're jumping in, we're saying, Mikdashin Kon Yodecha, it's Ke'ilu, we are standing in Kodesh Kedoshim. What do you mean, we're standing in Kodesh Kedoshim? Even the Kohen Gadol can't go into Kodesh Kedoshim if it's not Yom Kippur. But no, every single one of us, every single Shemaina Esra, we're standing there in Kodesh Kedoshim with Nei Melech Malchei Melochim, pouring out our hearts to him. That itself is the biggest schus. The schus of Davni Yisrov Yisrov, the schus that we're willing to throw ourselves totally into this Hizbatlus mode, where we really acknowledge and admit, I can't do anything. I can't do anything at all. It's all in your hands. Then there's no daiga. Then there's no worry, there's no anxiety. when a person reaches that point where he's not worried anymore, he says, my job, my sheifa, my passion, my goal, my target is the being, not the having. With that we come out of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is all about having. Mitzrayim is all about kinetai v'kovot. Mitzrayim is all about control. And so we see sometimes people who are very controlling, you wonder why. The answer is because they were treated that way, like Chaim Shmulevitz says in his Zvot. It occurred to me that with Chaim Zvot, you can say a very nice machshova on Bris Mila. You know, of course, the shaykh between the Shira and Bris Mila. The shaykh has many different ways you can explain it. One is the Ras HaShivcha, Maro HaYom, Arin Shal Yosef, Nos Me'anos. But other connections as well between Shira and Bris Mila. In Bris Mila you say, K'shem Shnechas L'Bris, K'en Yikonis Terechov Ma'asim Tovim. So I thought, a person's Nechnas L'Bris. What did his parents do? They overcame all their emotions, all their feelings, to do Rotz Hashem. And therefore the baby is affected with that midah. The ability to overcome oneself, go against all your feelings, to do the will of the Rebbein Shlomo. So, k'shem shnechas bris, k'en yikonis l'Torah, because there are so many times when you don't want to learn, when it's hard to learn, and you have to overcome your desire and say, no, I want to do Rotz Hashem. K'en yikonis l'Torah, l'chupa, marriage. Is marriage always so easy? No. But you have to overcome it. You say, I want to do Rotz Hashem. I'll be able to do it. I can make sacrifices. And the Ma'asim Tovim as well, raising children. It's not an easy job to raise kids. It's a very, very difficult job. But K'shem Shnechas L'Bris, in the already B'Sha'as Bris Mila, we acquired this midah that we're able to overcome our emotions, overcome our feelings, to do the will of the Rebbein Shlomo, which should continue that in the future too.